In a November 19th letter to Rhinelander City Administrator Daniel Guild, the DNR recommended the city put all PFAS results on the city website as soon as reasonably practicable. DNR Drinking Water and Groundwater Program Field Operations Director Kyle Burton elaborated the next day.
We want to make sure that all of us are providing clear and the most accurate information to the public. And the easy way to do that is just to put the sample results out there.
But only results for samples taken May 30th and June 27th were easily available, an inspection of the city website by WXPR found. High levels of PFAS compounds were found in Municipal Well 7 during the May and June tests, leading the city to shut down that well in late June. A second well was also later shut down. PFAS compounds have been linked to health risks, including cancer, thyroid disease, and higher cholesterol. The city has been testing since late May. Via open records requests, WXPR has compiled the results of testing through November, and those documents are available on our website, wxpr.org. Mayor Chris Fredrickson directed questions about the lack of results on the city website to Guild. Multiple requests made to Guild for an update on the topic received no response. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.